to weigh in is New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew. He's a member of the House Transportation and Judiciary Committees. Congressman, thanks very much for weighing in here. Your thoughts on the impact of this strike?
This is what happens when you have a lack of leadership at the White House. This is what happens when your priorities are off. First of all, they're pushing too hard, too much on the electric cars. We have to take this gradually. It may not even be the way to go. Secondly, what do you expect when you have the kind of inflation that we do, when you have the interest rates that we do, and now we see that the oil prices are, you know, going up radically, and this is all the chickens are coming home to roost, as they say. Now, I think it's important, and by the way, they don't want any leadership from President Biden. They've made that clear, and he's supposedly the most pro-union, pro-worker president ever in our history, according to him. That's obviously not true. So these are serious issues, and what we have to do is try as much as we can to bring people together. I think, quite frankly, as is typical, the union is asking for too much, but the companies are willing to give too little. The union gave up a lot over a decade ago when they were in trouble, and now it's time for people to come together. And we want to save these jobs. We want American jobs. We don't want to rush hell-bent into electric cars when we don't know what kind of effect that's really truly going to have on the economy.
Well, it's a good point that you make, because the point that I made yesterday on Fox and Friends was that, you know who's not striking right now? Toyota, Tesla, and all these other international automakers are likely getting market share in the middle of this. But look, let's face it, strikers are on strike because they can, right? A year ago, we were dealing with the rail strike. What happened then? It ended up getting a huge raise for the rail workers. They're going to get a big raise. The car makers know that. But what is the impact as oil prices surge? You know, Jeff Van Drew, oil prices are marching toward $100 a barrel right now. What's that going to do to the broader economy?
Oh, it's going to hurt the economy. It's going to increase inflation. It's going to create more problems, obviously. It's going to be harder for people to get along. Look, this is a self-defeating cycle. So what happens is inflation goes up, the cost of everything goes up, particularly gas, but food as well in many other areas. And then people can't make ends meet, so they need to make more money. They go on strike. Right. They get increases. But because they get increases, the cost of the vehicles go up, which, again, keeps the cycle going. This is what was created by this president.
Congressman, I know that all of the spending has led to higher inflation, which has led to some of this, of course. But I want to get your take on what you and your colleagues are doing about this upcoming deadline. I know you've had meetings all weekend. House Republicans holding that conference call last night and agreeing on an interim spending bill to fund the government until October 30th. The proposal cuts discretionary spending by 8%. It keeps defense and the Department of Veterans Affairs spending at current levels. It does not include funding for Ukraine. And I know you all are hoping for a vote this week, but you've got a lot of no's. Where are you on this? Are you a yes or no on this bill?
Let me be clear. And the bill is still not inked to paper yet, so I want to see all the facts, make sure we're doing the right thing. But generally, yes. I don't want to shut down government. That shows it could show a lack of leadership. It could show some problems. So I think we do the CR. There are some good things in there. And then we move forward with a good budget. I'll tell you one thing. I'm tired of, and it's better now than it used to be, but don't put things that shouldn't be in these big bills. For example, in the Defense Authorization Act, which we hope to get done this week, there is money in there for Ukraine. We have spent well over $100 billion there, well over. And there's a point where it has to come to an end a little bit. We have to take care of America.
I understand that. Yeah, and that's why your colleagues keep telling me we do not want Nancy Pelosi's policies to continue, and that's what's happening. Some Republicans, your colleagues, have already opposed the bill. Marjorie Taylor Greene told me she's a no. North Carolina Congressman Matt Rosendale posted on X that a continuing resolution is a continuation of Nancy Pelosi's budget and Joe Biden's policies. I spoke with the speaker yesterday. Kevin McCarthy told me on Sunday Morning Futures that a shutdown is not an option. Watch.
I've been through shutdowns, and I've never seen somebody win a shutdown. Because when you shut down, you give all your power to the administration. But how are you going to win your arguments to secure the border if the border agents don't get paid? How are you going to win the arguments to get wokeism out of the Department of Defense if even our own troops won't be being paid? You have no strength there.
You know, it's interesting, Congressman. Obviously, Matt Rosendale is from Montana, and he's a no. Marjorie Taylor Greene is from Georgia, and she's a no. But Kevin McCarthy is trying all he can to avoid a government shutdown. I spoke with President Trump on this as well. He said, what's the big deal? Shut the government down. How are you going to cut spending unless you start getting tough?
Oh, we do have to be tough. I just don't know that shutting government down is the answer. I believe in being tough. I believe that we shouldn't go forward with, you know, the budget, obviously, the way it would have been under Pelosi. None of that. We have to change that. There's a lot of things in there that aren't essential that hurt us. However, shutting government down, I don't think is a good option. And I do think Kevin McCarthy is right about that. Nobody wins. Nobody wins on that. There are some things, even in the CR, that would be good. We would have some cuts in there. We have to work along those lines. At the same time, we have to make sure that the actual bill itself achieves the important goals of, you know, immigration reform, making sure that our border is closed, taking out all the woke, complete nonsense that they keep shoving in these bills.
Yes, and I know that you've already had lots of victories in that regard, to take out wokeism and the DEI stuff out of the Defense Department. We'll be watching. Congressman, I know you and your colleagues have a lot on your plate, and Kevin McCarthy is trying to lead here, but you've got people like Matt Gaetz throwing a wrench into things. He wants a motion to vacate. He might bring that forward this week, right?
He says he may bring it forward this week. It may be the negotiating tool. I don't know. Again, that's not the answer.
All right. Congressman, thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.